The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Howdy, youthful gourmands. Sherman Pratt, the Big Show Pratt here with today's topic, foreign cuisine. About the time you get old enough to stomach your parents' cooking, they decide you need to broaden your culinary horizons. So they start taking you out to places that they liked. Namely, places that don't have burgers, fries, and a ball crawl. They start with Chinese food. If you're lucky, they take you to a buffet. That way you can suck back enough low-end chicken nuggets and blue jello to survive. Your folks won't put up with that for long, and soon they'll be piling your plate with all kinds of creepy-looking stuff. It's chock full of vegetables you never heard of, and it smells like bug spray. Dig in, they say, with that Stepford glaze in their eyes. You figure it's not killing them, so you lift a forkful, and just before you shovel it in, you see it. A tentacle. Swinging among the bok choy and shiitake mushrooms. The little kid brain spins. Jiminy Christmas, this thing came off an octopus. It's official. Your parents are trying to kill you. Your only chance for escape is to burst into tears and make up some hokey story about the octopus being your favorite animal. Your parents will feel horribly guilty and stop at the local fast food joint to help you take the edge off. But it's only the beginning. They'll make you try that Indian curry stuff that'll burn your insides all the way down the pike, if you know what I mean. They'll take you to a Mexican place, and just when you think you'll sneak by with a taco, they bring you something on a stick that looks like your neighbor's chihuahua. At some point, your folks will ask you what you want to try. Tell them you won't be happy until you've eaten at a Viking restaurant. That'll keep them busy. Until next time, this is Sherman Pratt reminding you, it's a kid's world, rule it.
Well, thank you there, Sherm. Well, that can happen if you have kids, y'all.
Yep.
Well, let's play Beat the Blonde. Come on, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a contestant. Play next. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday, May 7th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bidbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, home of the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Point the Junior Nation Band. Got one that rocks about the Game of Thrones. Search for keyword Thrones. It gets you some Point the Junior Nation Band out of the Bidbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, it's time to try to beat the blonde. If you can work with our tater, that helps. Let's meet our contestant, Brad from Haleyville, Alabama. Good morning, Brad. Hello, Brad.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, buddy. Welcome in here, Brad. Know what we're going to do? What?
I just say I appreciate it, and good morning to y'all.
Okay, well, thank you, buddy.
Morning.
So, you know, we're going to ask Tater some questions. You agree or disagree, get two right for two wrong, win this big old Red Max prize pack, all right?
All right.
All righty then. Well, Marcia's Brad out of Haleyville.
Hello, Brad.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Tater, before a cow will give you any milk, she has to have something very important. What?
Udders.
Udders?
You don't want to be milking the wrong cow, my friend.
Ah! No, you don't.
No.
You don't.
You know that, Farmer Fred.
Basically, udders.
Udders. No. My answer is horns.
Ah.
They need to have horns.
Okay, so forget udders, Brad.
Right. We knew that. That was, of course.
Although
it seemed to have stumped you for a moment.
Yeah, so horns. If your cow has horns, they will give you milk. Brad, agree or disagree?
I'm going to have to disagree with that, Johnny.
And that was the thing to do, yeah. I think the whole udder and the horn thing. They need a calf.
Oh, so he got it right. He gets a bell.
He disagreed with you.
Right.
So he gets a bell.
No, wait a minute.
So he gets a bell.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for paying attention. I was all... wrong here. Horns, udders.
You were stuck on the other side of a cow.
Milking a bull over here. I don't know. All right,
there's
yeah, Brad, my bad.
Yeah. I'm a city girl. I'm sorry.
I know the whole. I really do know most of it. I actually own some.
Yeah.
Do you milk them?
No.
Okay.
Leave it alone, Johnny.
Leave it alone. You knew it, didn't you?
All right. So that's one right. All right. Good, good. One right. All right. And now, Marcy, many celebrities and other wealthy people say they not only bathe in it, they also drink it.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Bathwater?
Bathwater. Breathe in it. You know, that's just a saying about how pretty she is.
You drink it. I think they bathe in spring water, bottled water, bottled spring water.
They drink it and bathe in bottled spring water. Brad, agree or disagree?
I ain't really got a clue, but I'm going to agree with it because it sounds stupid enough for some rich person to do.
Right. Well, let's see. It is. Well, that's the win right there, buddy. Yes. All right. And still like to think I thought it might have been milk, you know, since we were talking about milk. Remember that?
Oh,
I was thinking, I want to fill a bathtub up with milk, you know.
And then drink it?
No. So, you don't know how to help me set up that joke?
No, I don't know the joke. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, so say, okay, so, yeah, I'd like a bathtub of milk to bathe in. Mm,
okay. So, and when do you want this delivered?
No, that's not it either.
Okay.
How about I say it?
Okay.
Hey, I would like to have a bathtub full of milk to bathe in.
Well, then you're going to have to know the punchline, but let's go ahead and workshop it. Would you like that milk pasteurized?
Yes.
No.
No, I don't want to pasteurize.
Just up to my boobs will be fine.
Oh. Ow.
No, just
waka, waka, waka.
Just up to my waist and I'll splash it up. Okay. Y'all stink.
There are many punchlines.
All right. Hey, Brad. It worked out good for you there, buddy. Big old Red Max prize back and down to your pad in Alabama.
Well, I appreciate it. Y'all remember last week y'all were talking about the nine words that a woman says. It was right, whatever, and then the sigh, and
yep,
a few other different ones.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I went home that night, and I started an argument with my wife, and I got her to say all nine of them before the argument was over.
All right. Oh, that's your prize for Brad there, Jackie.
And where are you living now?
Same place, believe it or not.
Good that's work, yeah, buddy.
Well, after I told her y'all put me up to it, she was good with it.
Attaboy. See if that works every time. I like it. All right, Brad. Will you hang
appreciate
on, my boy?
John, boy.
We appreciate you, my buddy. Glad you won. Hang on. bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule. We're going to see if Packer's chosen for jury duty, see whether he's going to join us. Over 30 minutes. Hang on.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
People, can you feel it? Love is in my hair. People, what? Can you feel it?
No.
Love is in my hair.
Love is everywhere.
I think I came from that new movie. Love is in my hair.
Love is everywhere.
I know, man. I love this.
Chronic lyricosis. It can strike anyone at any age. Its victims think they know the lyrics to popular songs, completely unaware that they're completely clueless.
Bring me an iron lung.
What?
Bring me an iron lung.
No.
Was he in an accident?
No, it's...
Iron lung.
Higher lung.
Yeah.
Chronic lyricosis strikes its victims without warning, but it also takes a terrible toll on friends and loved ones.
Bacon carrot biscuits every day.
What?
Bacon carrot biscuits.
Bacon
long
carrot
away.
Biscuits.
Bacon
no.
carrot biscuits.
Hey.
It's all right. Bacon carrot biscuits and waiting on a pie. Look out.
No. Taking, hey. Taking care of business.
I know. I understand about indigestion. I don't care if
what?
It gets me high.
No.
People living in constipation. All I want is to have a piece of pie.
Peace of mind.
I know. I sure am hungry.
There's no cure yet, but there is hope. Through research funded by your gifts to the American Chronic Lyricosis Society.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
What did you say?
What? Yeah. Call the headlights down at highways.
What?
Lazy Donna, sheet and Leonard.
No.
So sheets that's of not, Leonard.
No.
You
no,
had
no.
a business day today.
You got it all wrong.
That Bernie Taupin there.
No.
Call me closer, Tony Danza.
It's not Tony Danza.
Yeah, he's been a boxer.
It's Tiny Dancer.
Got the headlights down at
Michelle Marbelle. Someday monkey play piano song.
What?
Play piano song.
No. It's some it, it's French.
Yeah, French monkey. Huh?
Send your tax-deductible contribution to the American Chronic Lyricosis Society, 915 East 4th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204. Hurry, an idiot may be waiting.
I got two chickens to paralyze. Won't you pack a bag of leaves tonight? I've got two chickens to paralyze.
What?
Won't you pack a bag of leaves tonight? Chickens to paralyze. Yeah.
No.
John Boy and Billy.
I wish I had a voice like that, being on radio.
We need some better radio voices.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Action!
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here, and welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Wanted Man. As our story opens, Officer Claude Fessenden is giving a tour of the police station to an elementary school field trip.
Watch where you're going, kids. Just step over that blood.
Oh, gross. Can I touch it?
No, it's evidence.
Oh.
This is the booking desk. Now, where we put the hammer down on the perps, this is where we bring them to be processed.
You mean like cattle?
Sometimes.
Oh. Hey, what are all those pictures on the wall?
Ah, yes. This is the Wall of Shame. These are the country's most wanted fugitives.
Oh.
Scofflaws, ne'er-do-wells, dirtbags, the worst of the worst.
Which one is the worst one? And is it the guy with the mustache?
No, that's a picture of my wife.
Oh, bummer.
Tell me about it. No, if you're looking for public enemy number one, it's this man. Tucker Close Talker Turner. He's wanted in all 50 states. For?
Murder?
Fraud.
Murder?
Kidnapping.
Murder?
And murder.
Oh, who'd have guessed it?
All right, kiddos. Let's go to the fingerprint room and make a mess, shall we?
Officer Fessenden.
Call me Claude.
Hey, Claude, when are you going to catch that close talker guy?
Well, hopefully soon. We've been after him for 5 years now.
Wow. Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
When you took his picture, why didn't you just keep him?
Son of a...
And how? We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Oh, Mr. Fessenden. My dad has a mustache just like your wife's.
Tune in next time when we'll hear Officer Fessenden's mustachioed wife say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Good morning, everybody. More Big Show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo, what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Bidley, right here on the Big Show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. All right, how much around that Big Show bitbox and get a chance? See our featured track of the day, Horton the Junior Nation Band, The Game of Thrones. The Thrones fan, there you go. And looking in the bitbox, ooh, look around the Big Show warehouse. Told Donnie, look on the back of the shelves. Ooh, found something. Might have been gone flat by now. No, not a Big Show member. I'm sorry. Nope. Maybe it'll all make sense. Go ahead, Robert. Check this out.
So you still love to party, but you ain't quite as young as you used to be. Well, if minor arthritis pain is keeping you from enjoying a night out with the boys, have we got a beer for you. Introducing Pabst Blue Emu, the beer that always goes down easy. It's made with the finest hops and barley malt, and to relieve those minor aches and pains, PBE has 2% genuine emu oil, the best topical pain reliever you can get anywhere. If you get a twinge while you're out hoisting a few with your friends, just pour a little Pabst Blue Emu right on your knee and kiss the pain goodbye in minutes. Pabst Blue Emu. For crisp, clean taste and fast temporary pain relief, it's the one name to know. Available in bottles, on draft, and the new PVE patch. Pabst Blue Emu, Number one for great taste and fast relief. Drink it down or rub it in and feel better fast. All right.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio because you had to tune out. Pabst Blue Emu was what we were hoping was going flat.
Because I was like, yes, they're real and they're spectacular. They have not gone flat.
High five. Give it 10.
Hey there.
All right. Let's see here. Prize Old Packer is like... he's doing jury duty. He really is this morning. We don't know whether he's going to be stuck with him. We can catch up with him tomorrow or something. I mean, not stuck. I mean, picked.
Like that. He's just swimming in the pool or if he's actually right. Getting...
We'll see what happens with Pack. But, hey, lucky for us, it is Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, and we have a special married man that we get to play right here. And then we'll play some wordy word for the big old LS Tractor Prize Pack. All right, hit it.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Got a wife and some kids, his whole life's on the skids. Hey there goes the married man. How's he feel? Listen, dude, this poor guy's really screwed. Hanging on by a thread, quart of milk, loaf of bread. Hey there goes the married man. Got a big gas grill, buys his clothes at the Gap, and he's just about had enough of this crap. Married man, friendly neighborhood married man. Life for him has no zing, wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
As our story opens, married man is making a stop at his friendly neighborhood convenience store when he runs into his old pal, college buddy.
Hey, married man, how's it hanging?
How's what hanging?
I mean, how's it going?
Fine, how are you?
Hey, didn't expect to see you out running around on Mother's Day Sunday.
Oh, just picking up a few things. Let's see here. Fuses, friction tape, a chapstick, I need that.
Wife sent you out to get tampons, huh?
Yeah, where are those anyway?
Right over there between the cat food and the disposable diapers.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, married man, isn't that the shrew phone?
I wish you wouldn't keep calling it that. I'm afraid it'll accidentally slip out sometime. Excuse me. Hello? Yes, honey, I'm there now. Yes, yes, they have them. No, I don't see the Super Maxi, just the regular Maxi. No, I don't think these have the wings. What? Yes, I know. We're supposed to pick up your mother in 15 minutes. Yes, I'll be right there, no problem. What? No, I don't remember if she said she wanted to go to the Chinese place or the Mexican place. What? Oh, no, that's okay. We could. Yes, I'll hold.
Hey, what's happening?
We just got that three-way calling feature on our phone. She's getting her mother on the phone. Hello? Yes, I'm still here. Okay. She's putting her on. Hello? Hello, Mother Fletcher. I'm fine. How are you? Oh, that's a shame. Well, try not to scratch it. Yes, honey, I can hear her fine. What? Well, actually, Mother Fletcher, the Chinese and the Mexican are both really in the same price range. No, I, offhand, I don't know if they use MSG at the Chinese place. Yes, I know. It makes you go to sleep. What's that? The Mexican sometimes gives you gas? No, I wouldn't want that either. Yes, it is kind of a difficult choice. Listen, I'm on the mobile phone right now. Let me hang up and you two can talk it over. No, I don't think it'll break the connection. Let's just give it a try. How would that be? Yes, honey, I'm going to the checkout right now. I'll be home in 5 minutes. Okay. What's that, Mother Fletcher? Yes, I'm right beside the candy counter. One of those Reese's peanut butter eggs? I believe they only sell those at Easter, Mother Fletcher. Well, yes, I guess there could be one or two left over. No, all right, I'll check on it for you. Could you two hold on for just a second? Hey, college buddy?
Yeah.
Do you want a gun?
Sure. In fact, I got it in the truck right now.
Go out, get it, bring it in, and then shoot me.
Will married man finally snap? Will there be any more peanut butter eggs? Will the clerk speak English? Tune in again next time when we'll hear the little woman say, Mother Fletcher say, and married man say,
Seems to have jammed. You know, you really ought to clean this thing more often.
More Sphincter Tightening Adventure coming your way. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Oh, that's a good married man. Oh, good luck. All right, y'all. Well, let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. We'll get a couple of contestants. Team up and play next. It's a big show on the radio for you Tuesday, May 7th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. On the Junior Nation Band, Game of Thrones. Search for keyword Thrones. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Click out on their contest button to gang you through. We'll call you and play too.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Graham from Bluntville, Tennessee. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome. And we got James from Pensacola, Florida. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Tater, you get to Florida, man.
All right.
I take Graham, name of my hometown in North Carolina. How about that?
Nice.
Like meant to be.
Good deal.
All right.
That's it, John Boy.
All right. So, James, you relax. Me and Graham will go for the first 30 seconds. All right.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
All right. Here we go. Start the clock now. Went to the eye doctor. I have 20/20.
Vision.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Give me a, you see that candy? Reach in there and give me a blank. Two-syllable word. Reach in there. Give me a blank of those. With what do you have fingers on? That's your what?
Your hand.
Yeah, so give me a hand what of those?
Handful.
Yes.
Handful.
All right. Oh, when you stand. When you clap. Doggone it. Why do I get a feeling when I leave that Tater and Jackie sits around and comes up with hard words for me?
Hey, Pillars was here last week.
Oh, Pillars was. Golly. All right. What did we end up with? A 2 on the board there, Graham. You did good with what you had to work with. All right, James and Tater for their round one. All right. You ready, James?
I'm ready.
And go.
When the audience is clapping and they get up on their feet, what is that called?
Standing applause, standing ovation.
That's correct. You put these on before you put your shoes on.
Ooh. Your socks. Wow.
This is an ink blank. It's not an ink blank. You write with it.
An ink pen.
Yes, sir. Ooh. Oh, hey, this is... You did the stuff. You blank your garden, and then it'll grow. You have to do this first.
You got to plan it.
Yeah. You pull these on in the morning. I'm sorry. You should see them making me laugh.
Wow. All right. Y'all still.
Ooh.
You got a 4 out of your socks. Ooh, you went through some toughies. You got a 4 on the board, James. Good work. All right, Graham. Let's see what we can do, buddy. Here we go with round 2.
We're going for you.
Okay. All right. All right. Start the clock now. Put these on one leg at a time.
Richie's pants.
Yes, that's it. Building blank. Kids play with building with these. A bird has this between his eyes. Bird.
A beak.
Yeah. Beak. All right. Okay. This is the little yellow things that you put on the wall. You make you write on it, and they're 2 words. It's called
Post-it notes.
Another word for posted. It stays on your hand. What is it? Blank note. I don't know. I guess they're just making up words. Sticky note.
Sticky. I was on the right page.
Oh, God. All right, what we get there? 3-2, a 5 score. So,
hold on.
What?
You lost. Show me that word.
It said sticky note.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said post-it note. So
that count, surely, can it?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's not going to count. I was just pointing out how, I don't know, never heard of a sticky note.
When wow. You, when it's like the teacher just caught you with gum in your mouth.
Well, I say, hey, hand me a post-it note. Is that what we call them in here?
Yeah.
Post-it note?
Yeah, that's sticky.
So you have heard sticky note? That is a thing? Okay. I was trying, Graham.
Yeah, I think she was calling you out because you said it.
Yeah, because I was trying to sneak a bell in there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So anyway, so it is 5-4 right now. So Tater and James probably got this one in hand.
So we got the point. We didn't get the point.
No, you don't get it.
But we don't have to guess it. Okay.
No. Yeah, this thrown away. Sticky note. I wanted to discuss it because I felt crapped upon.
Okay. I was with you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Tater and James. Ready, get out there and have fun. Okay. I will over here. Ready, go.
This is just give me your blank on this. Do you like my top? Just give me your...
opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
it's blanky blank week. This is, means that like they're your competitor. They're your what? Like 2 teams, 2 football teams, like, you know, Georgia and Clemson, they're blanks.
Call it college football team?
Yeah, but it's, what do you call it? When it's a big game, they go, oh, it's blanky blank week.
Super Bowl week.
Oh, well, looky here. 1 to tie it up. So, we go to overtime. Okay.
You're welcome. No, I totally didn't mean to do that. I thought we would do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd throw it on purpose. All right, Graham, let's me and you. Yeah, we do. We got an extra 15 seconds to see what we can go with, all right?
All right.
Okay, we're picking up on that last one. Hold on, let me get it on my button. All right, I ain't going to touch nothing. All right, picking up on that last one, and go. North Carolina and South Carolina are bitter. What?
Street.
No. Your biggest what?
Competitors.
No.
Rivals.
He said it. All right. Okay, good. That's one.
All right.
All right, good work, Graham. All right, it came to him. All right. James and Tater, your extra 15 seconds, and you got a brand new word. Ready, go.
Your parent may say this, blank on you. You shouldn't have done that. Blank on you.
Shame on you.
Yes. This is when you say you're going to do it and you followed through. You made a... I blank
promise?
On, yes.
Promise.
Woo-hoo! That's it. That's the win. 2-1 in overtime.
That was work.
Good game.
Good game, guys.
All right, Graham, I'm Tennessee, buddy. You can try again anytime. Appreciate you playing, man.
You too, John Boy. Have a good one, sir.
All right, buddy, too, man. And James over in Pensacola, you have earned your LS Tractor prize pack. We'll get down to you.
Cool. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Bid request time. Jerry Sims out of Roanoke, Virginia. Says, could y'all pick Marvin Webster for the next bid? He's great. Yes, he is, Jerry. And he is coming up next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Bid request time. Jerry Sims from Roanoke, Virginia. We'll spend a few minutes with Marvin Webster.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, a friend of mine named Mike got married over the weekend. Yeah. I got invited, so I went. So, you know, Mike is a good dude. But I am the only black man he knows. Mm-hmm. So I was the only black man at the wedding. Now, I got a bunch of white friends, so I have been in this situation before.
Right.
It ain't bad during all the I do's and whatnot. Where it gets tough is at the reception. Now, being the only black dude in the room ain't no big deal till the bride gets done dancing with her daddy and they cut the cake and all that. Because that's when they crank up the music for the drunk Caucasian dance party. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I knew I was in trouble when I saw the DJ. Tall, curly-headed white dude. See, that ain't right. If the DJ at the reception is some thick, dark, CeeLo Green-looking brother with aviator shades, it's all good.
Yeah.
But if you get bony-ass DJ Whitey, it's going to be painful. DJ Whitey don't know nothing about party music. What's he always kick it off with? Y'all know, Cool and the Gang, Celebration. The whitest party song in America. Celebrate good time, come on. Ain't nothing wrong with Cool and the Gang. But I think Cool was hanging out with a gang of white people when he wrote that one. And ain't nothing makes a black man nervous like a room full of drunk white folks yelling, Yahoo! Now, sometimes DJ Whitey will kick it off with the Black Eyed Peas, which don't help at all. No. Let's get it started in here. No, let's not. Why do white people need somebody to tell them when it's time for the fun to start? That's why people at the white dance party always do that line dancing jazz, the electric slide and whatnot. White people love to line up and have somebody tell them how much fun to have. I guess it comes from all them trips to Disney World when it was a kid.
Yeah, well.
Oh, and one line dance is bad enough, but it ain't just an electric slide no more. You hear that? It ain't going to be long till they follow it up with the cha-cha slide. Y'all heard that one? Oh, slide to the right. Slide to the left. Right foot one time. Left foot one time. Reverse. What's up with that? It's like an inner city square dance going on. White folks need to do what my people do. Work out your dance moves before you get to the damn party, okay? But the most painful part of the evening comes hour number two. Uh-oh. That's when some tore-up 40-year-old white woman and her friends go over and make DJ Whitey put on the Grease medley. Oh, Lord. One song from Grease is bad enough. Now we got two or three in a row? Hell to the no. A couple more quick notes here for white wedding people. Number one, the roof is not on fire, okay? Ain't but four people in this room know how to dance. There's an 8-year-old girl, there's the mother of the bride, and the two gay guys that playing the wedding. Everybody else need to sit down. And number two, it might be getting hot in here, but ain't nobody going to take off all their clothes. That's just the groom's drunk Uncle Fred. Y'all know Fred. He's an old dude, been hammered since about 10 minutes after he walked in the door. Fred is one that always hits on the bridesmaids, you know. That's the part I like to watch, especially when it goes a little bit too long and the bridesmaid's boyfriend take Uncle Fred outside and lay an ass whooping on him. Now it's a party. Celebrate good time. Come on. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin West.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Suggested track for your John Boy and Billy album at the Bitbox this morning. On Owen, the Junior Nation Band, is tuned right here. Search for keyword Thrones. Here's why.
Ladies and gentlemen, Junior Nation Band is proud to feature our legendary bass player and resident Johnny Cash aficionado Twitch, with a song based on one of his ongoing romantic experiences. Take it, Hoss. Sometimes he has to sneak up on the right note.
I met a new girl about 3 weeks ago. She revs my engine fast as it will go. But there's one thing about her I didn't know. She's got a Jones for Game of Thrones. When we make out, most times it turns out fine. Unless it's Sunday night round about 9. That's when she tells me now is not the time. She's got a Jones for Game of Thrones. I find it frankly very hard to understand midgets and dragons in some weird foreign land. She watches live, then replays on demand. She's got a Jones for Game of Thrones. It's the biggest show they got on HBO, and it interrupts my big romantic flow. On Sunday nights, her answer's always no. She's got a Jones for Game of Thrones. This program kicks me right square in the pews. Although they do show an awful lot of boobs. But Sunday nights, romance goes down the tubes. She's got a Jones for Game of Thrones.
Bitbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Bitbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catching up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Hey, rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.